You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Faye, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You with Ken?
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin?
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you can't
step your game up.
When loved ones pass away, I mourn. But what about me when I pass on? What have I done to move higher on? After life uncertain, cause I've done wrong. I ask for forgiveness time and again, then sin after sin, time and again. Make my soul not prone to wander. Make me strong like a sure contender. And what about the people and what are we facing? Soldiers dealing with war, devastation. Ain't no mistaking the taste of hatred. Sex on children, exploitation. Demons and devils revamping the nation. Scheming on all levels, testing my patience. The nation's famished, facing recession. No jobs, no pay, suicide, depression. And what about the homeless throughout the world? Men and women, both boys and girls. Every man so precious like diamonds and pearls. So please, Lord, heal me and heal the world.
Heal the world. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing.
Yo, her son dies, tears fall from her eyes. Means out, my baby's gone and she cries. Can't fight the emptiness she feels inside. Emotions so deep and strong she can't hide. Down the street, a little boy sits and weeps. Too young to comprehend the pain so deep. He tries and tries but can't understand why his daddy had to die in Afghanistan. Next block, man searches for his wife. Worried cause she didn't make it home last night. He keeps hope but knows something ain't right. Then news comes, a drunk driver took a life. Tragedies all in the blink of an eye. It happens every day, nobody knows why. So we pray and look to the sky for healing hands to come from most high.
I gaze at the front page on the Washington Post. The future looking kind of dim, slim, all in the hope. It seems that several federals blocking everybody from medical benefits. In a sense, unacceptable. That's not the coolest or the best, just incredible. How years dropping out of Kane, right? They ain't legible. And when did we stop trying to be heterosexual? Trying to please ourselves just because the devil tell us so. But it ain't my position to judge. Gaze, I judge, hate prejudice. And blind folks who never listen, just staring us down. Because we let our beards grow, we some terrorists now. Wasting sex, paying dollars, trying to argue in the Congress over how a gay marriage is foul. Every year we give it 1.8 million green cards, add that up. 14 trillion in debt that we are. Sweetheart, having a baby is not a commitment. It's the 18th season, sick of the court statistics show. Raising kids in broken homes is long term suffering. Closing schools down, how they gonna learn something? Politics trying to fit a beam of visibility in their carport. Can't see real people who are poor. And I ain't no Canadian dog for. My God, our Lord, hear my prayer.
I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need.
Yo, 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 what up, what up? Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at, depending on where you're at. You know, good morning, konnichiwa, and all that good stuff, man. Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and I'm your host, the kid, Space Age J. You know, my girl Diva Ebony B right now is attending to a little situation, you know, and, yeah, you know, it's just like that today. But yeah, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. You know, today has kind of been kind of crazy day, been kind of a crazy week. You know, we gonna go ahead and do the thing like this. You know, I'm not gonna even lie to y'all, man. You know, we had a couple different show ideas and things of that nature, some real fun things we was going to get into starting at the top of this month. You know, it's a brand new month, brand new season on the way, you know, so we had these things, but, you know, between Diva Ebony B and myself, you know, we had a couple of personal issues that had gone on, not between us, but just in our own, you know, family households and whatnot. So, you know, I'm calling the audible, you know, tonight we're going to call us, I'm going to call me a little audible and change the show up a little bit. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to air the topics that we're going to air, you know, the upcoming topics we were going to air. We're going to air those the following Saturday. So please, 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 please come back. Join us again on the following Saturday. Tonight it's going to be real special. We're just going to have us a little prayer circle. You know, we're going to pray for people. For 1 hour, you know, we're going to abbreviate the show for 1 hour. We're going to pray for people, you know, whomever. So call us at 347-850-1521. Pray for somebody. Ask somebody to pray for you. If you want me to pray for you, I will. You know, and we're spending music, you know. We're going to spend some good music, you know, for set the mood. You know, right now, I just want to take this time and, you know, I don't want to put her total business out there, but I want to shout out to my co-host and my partner, Diva Ebony B, you know, and I want to pray for her and her situation right now with her son. He was injured, and it was an accident, you know, kids play, and he was injured, and she had to, you know, she felt very scared and worried about the situation, so she was rushing him to get medical attention for, you know, his accident that he had. So I just want to pray for her right now, you know, without putting out too much of her business, you know, and out of respect for the queen. You know, I want to pray for her and her situation. You know, I want to pray. I want to ask everybody out there to also pray and to keep her in your hearts and your spirits and just, you know, to hold her and lift her up high, you know, and lift her child up high. You know, Makai's a good boy. You know, he's a good dude. And, you know, occasionally we've had him on the show as well, you know, and he's put out there some little nuggets of knowledge. So, you know, that's my little man, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just want to pray for him and pray for her. And, you know, I want everybody out there to do the same, you know, and pray and keep them in your heart and keep them in your spirit, you know. Yeah, and let's. On that note, you know, let's get into this Kirk Franklin. We're going to set this mood up a little bit. We're going to get into this brighter day real quick. Let's go.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Come on, sing it! Ah.
When I come they gon' wanna hear some horns.
Saturdays, and we are officially live, and this is our live prayer circle, Step Your Game of Saturday version. You know, I put all the other topics on hold because I felt like we really needed to cleanse ourselves a little bit tonight. Let me, without further ado, I'm going to bring in the mommy mob, leader, team, Captain Diva, Ebony B. What's going on?
Oh, praise the Lord. God is so good, and it's just a blessing to be able to be in the building. Prayer does change things, you guys. When anything come against you, stop and pray. I'm just so thankful that, you know, Jay Biggs decided to we do this prayer line and have a prayer session, because you're right, Jay Biggs, we need to cleanse ourselves with prayer. And of course, my son was out playing in the back, and somehow he fell and hit his head on a log or a rock and got a knot the size of a golf ball. When your child comes in and you see a side of their head sticking out with some blood dripping, it took everything in me to say, stay calm. And the Lord was with us. We're just so thankful that God is with us and our children, even when we're not around, because we went to the hospital. They checked him out. They scanned him, put him in the scanner. They scanned his head, make sure it wasn't no internal bleeding. And all that whole time, I was praying. And I was saying, God, I trust you. I trust you. I said nothing else. But, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. And, of course, we left out of that hospital 45 minutes later with just the nurse saying, look, he just got a bump on his head. There's no internal bleeding. He's going to be all right. We're going to clean him up. Make sure you keep the bump clean. And put some ice on it for 15 minutes every hour, and the swelling will go down. It'll probably go down in 1 or 2 days. But I thank God, because God be the glory. God be the glory through all of our mists, y'all, through all of our storms. And we all know that storms is going to come. But count and believe and trust in the Lord, and he will pull us through. Amen for that. I got to give big shout-outs to my family, my extended family. And when I say my extended family, I'm talking about Jay Biggs, Tay Black, Jennifer LaBluff, Clara, Carissa, Latoya, all my Facebook family. I posted it on Facebook, and everybody just got together and start praying. Start praying. We all just start praying. They start calling my phone. We all just start praying. And look what happened.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a beautiful thing, you know, when God is working and moving through you, you know, and through his people. You know, sometimes you just got to let God just do his thing, you know, and you got to, and that's exactly where we at tonight. You know, I had some, and I'm not even going to BS with nobody today, man. I had some really good stuff that needs to get discussed, you know, definitely, and it needs to get spoken on. But, you know, with enough things that's going on and, you know, the situation with Diva's son, you know, God just, he moved through me, you know, and he's using me right now as an instrument to deliver these words to you that we need to, you know, sometimes just take some time out and just really just get ourselves together and pray and pray for, you know, the betterment of our souls and our spirit, you know, and, you know, just a little bit about me, you know, I don't know if you can really call yourself born again, you know, because I don't consider nobody as being born twice, you know, underneath the sun. But, yeah, you know, me and Diva, we both, you know, a little bit over a month ago, you know, we realized that, you know, the Lord is where it's at, and we got ourselves baptized and saved and everything like that. And, you know, we allowed Jesus to come into our heart to really do these marvelous, wonderful things with us. So, you know, I encourage that anybody out there, if you need, you know, to accept, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have not taken that step forward, you know, go join a good Bible-based church, you know, and make that choice. That is your life. That's your salvation. That's the eternity. Where you going to be at for the rest of your eternity, the rest of your days, you know? You don't want to play around with that. You know, you got, you pick, you figure your life. Your life is, life expectancy of the average man is about 75 years. So you think 75 years is a long time, and eternity eclipses that. And eternity is immeasurable, is innumerable. You don't want to be burning in hell for the rest of your eternity. Nah, you don't want that. So I encourage everybody, get in a good Bible-based church, get yourself saved, get, you know, allow Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, and take that step, you know, especially if it comes down to you, if it's a thing with your children, especially that, you know what I mean? You gotta do, you know, you gotta do that for the, be the good leader for your children. You know, be the one that you know, your kid can respect, you know, and I mean, it's serious. It's real serious. Do that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm throwing it over to you, dude.
I think it's so important. Last night, on a Friday night, I went to the Holy Temple, and I got baptized. I was going initially to get baptized for my family, a couple of members in my family that I believe that wasn't baptized before they passed on. But when I got to the temple, I come to find out that I had to register the names and everything with my church, which is a great thing, because when I spoke to the elder, he was saying, you know, we do genealogy in the church, and we wanted you to trace more of your family members, and lots more of your family members than the four you already have. So you can have a stack of people that you and others can get baptized on the behalf of. So I was a little discouraged at first, but then, you know, I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, mend my heart, Lord, and you love us all. You love all of your children. You don't just love a few of them. And I want to be able to not only do this on the behalf of my family, but do it on the behalf of you and what you want me to do. So it was a couple of ladies that have, oh my God, and this temple was beautiful. It was so sacred. I mean, the feeling, the spirit that I felt when I was there was so wonderful. But again, it was a Friday night, and it was a couple of ladies before me who was going in and getting baptized on the behalf of others and a couple of men. And I ended up getting 10 names. And I actually got more than everybody else. God is working. But they let me see the names of the people and when they died. And the people that I was getting baptized on the behalf, y'all, died in the 1800s. Paul, the
1800s. That's crazy.
Just imagine leaving this earth without getting baptized, and we can go, you know, without getting baptized, but then waiting on somebody else to come along or your family to get baptized on the behalf of you, so you can be able to go before the judgment of the Lord. You know, and I just thought about that, like 1800s, and a lot of their names was, you know, Spanish, and, you know, the names sound like a bunch of them was from Chile, but I just felt the urgency, and I felt their spirits crying out, like, thank you. And I went up under the water 10 times. This baptism pool was on the backs of 6 oxen, the bulls, the big bulls, the oxen was carved out of stone, and they stood about 4 or 5 feet high. And then it was this really big pool, this really big fountain, this baptism pool that was on top of it. It had to be about 12 to 19 feet high, how high it stood. But I was able to go down in that water and get baptized, and go up on that water 10 times and get baptized on the behalf of others. baptism is so important. I encourage you guys, whether you are a Christian, you are Muslim, you are Mormon, you Hindu, whatever you are, to take the time out to sit down with your Heavenly Father and study why baptism is so important, you guys. Me and Jay Biggs, no, I got baptized February the 9th. Jay Biggs, you got baptized before or
after?
It was
the 20th, yeah.
The 20th of February?
Yes.
On my birthday. Jay Biggs, I got baptized on the 9th.
Hey, God is working. God is working.
Yes, he is. You got baptized on my birthday. We know how important it is for us to be cleansed and washed away of all of our sins. And one thing that was said last night, and I'm going to throw it back to you, Jay Big. One thing the bishop did say, he said a scripture, it says, be ye in holy places and don't be moved. So basically saying, be ye in holy places and don't be moved. Once you get baptized, or even before you get baptized, when God placed you in a holy place, do not be moved after that. Keep the commandments of the Lord. Be faithful to the Lord. Pray every day. Build up your spirit woman and your spirit man. I'm telling you, God will start changing things in your life. Jay Biggs, my father called me today.
Yeah.
We have been speaking back and forth, but he called me today, and God is changing some things in his life. I'm 31 years old. My father has never, he was in my life when I was younger. But just getting that call today to say, baby girl, I love you, I miss you, and God has changed some things in my life so I can be the daddy to you that I should have been, and I'm ready.
Mm. That gave me a little bit of hope, because I'm still waiting for my daddy to call me.
And what happened?
That gave me a little bit. Man, if he ever called me, I got some kids you can play with. yeah, I got two boys for you to play with. Dad, if you're listening to me, man, call me up, man. I got two little boys for you to play with. They look just like me. They got our hairline. They got our little unibrow mustache. You know what I mean? Just hit me up. Yeah.
It's never too late. It's never too late, Jay Biggs. I'm telling you, you know, it's never too late, but you got to keep praying for your parents. You got to keep praying to, because, you know, our worldly fathers, you know, has no comparison to our Heavenly Father.
Nah,
we have to let our Heavenly Father take care of our worldly fathers. Meaning,
yeah.
our Heavenly Father has to be able to shake and move and change our Heavenly Fathers. And our Heavenly Fathers will give, our worldly fathers will give it up to the Lord, and the Lord will provide a way. It ain't too late.
Definitely. You want to take this call right quick from the 773. Got a call on my line, 773. You are now live. You tune in our prayer service line. Nice circle thing.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Denaya? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Denaya?
Hey,
you
Queen.
You are live on the air. Hey, how you doing, Queen? Hey, you live on the air. We are, we're taking prayer request tonight, you know, special prayer service, you know, if you want to pray for anybody, if you want somebody to pray for you, everybody needs somebody to pray for them, so,
yeah.
You know, let me know what's up.
Oh, my goodness. I have a couple of prayers. One is definitely for my friend, Saba, that she heals from the brutal attack that she had in January. Another one is for my best friend, Tammy, that she is not diagnosed with breast cancer.
We are very
praying that it's just something small we can deal with this, you know. So.
Well, we're going to hold them in prayer, yeah. I'm going to hold them in prayer, definitely. And, you know, I'm going to pray for you. And it sounds like something that's really, you know, I could just tell by, you know, your voice, you know, you kind of, when you call in, you like real bubbly and just real, you know, giggly and everything. So, I can tell when you were talking, you know, I can feel the Lord, you know, coming through me. He just moved on me. He just made me feel, I felt like the pain there, you know what I mean? So, I'm going to keep them in prayer, and I'm going to pray for you definitely, you know, and that, you know, the Lord may strengthen you and strengthen your spirit, that these things do not, you know, all these afflictions do not, you know, way too heavily on you, you know, because it's written that the Lord will never bring you through something. He'll never bring you to something. He won't get you through. So, you know, I'm sure that, you know, these things, I'm sure that these afflictions, and I mean, even affliction is within the Lord's control, you know. So I'm going to ask that you, you know, I challenge you actually to keep, you know, your faith up, keep praying, and you know, I'm pretty sure the Lord will make a way out of that.
Amen.
Yeah, definitely. You know, while I'm in here on the line, you know, I want to shout out to, man, I can't never say this girl's name to save my life. Shawina Ray.
Shawanda Ray.
Yeah, I'm gonna shout out to her. I played her song. I'm a soldier. You know, at the top of the hour. So you know, shout out to her. Shout out to Sunset Terrace Music. You know, for giving us the song "Heal the World." You know, which opened up the show, and definitely shout out to Terry Kahn with the "If the Day Was Your Last." You know, those.
Yeah, Terry Kahn. Yeah.
Yeah. These are the songs. I'm just going over the songs I'm spinning. Y'all follow these people on Twitter, you know, and get their music, man. They music is very powerful. It's a blessing to have, you know, that music. And shout out to them, and much appreciation to them for supplying us with these tunes so we can play on the show, you know.
Shout out to our sponsor, Lending Greer. And big shout out to our other sponsor, Denia Designs For You as well. Denia Azure Designs For You. Big shout out to both of our sponsors. Denia is a sponsor of Diva Spot Radio. Linda Greer is a sponsor of Diva Spot Radio. Step Your Game Up Saturdays and Frontline Fridays. So we're very appreciative.
Oh, yeah. Denia is a sponsor. And yeah, that's, we definitely praying for Denia then. She's a sponsor. I pray for my sponsors, baby. I don't know what them other people do, but I pray for my sponsors. You know what I mean? Like, that goes without saying. They at the top of the prayer. Hey, you just moved to the front of the prayer line. Oh, man. Yeah, we having fun, man. I'm going to take this call from 202, you know, we can get them in on the prayer line. 202, you are rocking with Space HJ and Diva Ebony B and Denia, our new sponsor. On Step Your Game Up Saturday, who am I speaking with?
What's up, man?
Hello?
Tony, what's going on, y'all?
Yeah,
what's up?
Tony Lurie's in the building, man. Yeah, man, what's going on? Like, I'm glad you can make it.
I got bad
service
on my phone right now, so don't, like, if I go in and out, don't pay no attention to that.
We're going to pray for your service. That's okay. We're going to pray for your reception. For your reception for this. Next couple of moments. Tonight, man, we praying for people, man. So, you know, if you need some prayer, if you want to pray for somebody, you know, we here. The floor is yours. You know, everybody calling in, you can get in, you know, and tell a friend. Call us up, 347-850-1521. They can get the floor just to pray for whoever, man. This is that time.
I just think we need to just pray, like, just for just everybody in the world. The world is just so wicked right now, man. There's so much, you know, stuff going on. You know, I think it was with the Sandy Hook and the kids getting killed and just everything else. You know what I mean? It's just, the world is just in a bad place right now. So we all need to just pray for everybody. We need it, man.
Man, definitely, man. Yeah, I pray for those close to me, but then I pray for even the people that I can't even think that I don't know to pray for. You know, I'm trying to pray for everybody. It's a large world out here, man. It's a lot of people. And, you know, that's why, you know, like I said at the top of the hour, man, everybody needs prayer. So, you know, if we each pray for one another, or we pray for at least one person every single day, I think everybody will get covered with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure.
Definitely. So, I mean, prayer. Ain't nobody too above prayer or too far beneath it. So, you know, I encourage everybody that's listening, man. Pray for somebody. Chances are, and matter of fact, I'm going to go one step further. If you don't want to pray for them, at least take the time to learn their circumstance before you start judging them and trying to pick their thing apart and everything like that. Because you don't even know. They might need your prayer better than they need to, you know, than they can even pray for themselves. They might can't even pray for themselves. They might, that one prayer you pray for them might open up a mess of doors for them. So, you know, just learn their circumstance, man.
I feel
remember me and you had this.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, King.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'll wait.
Nah, I was like, me and Jay had this conversation before. Like, you know, a lot of people just don't know how to pray. You know, you got to learn how to pray. You know, it might sound, you know, people might be like, well, what do you mean? Like, and me and Jay talked about this. It's more, you got to really just talk to God. Like, you know, like, just take yourself out of this world, you know, and just, and like, just, you know, it's just you and God and you talking. Like, a lot of people don't know how to pray. And I think a lot of people need to learn how to do that, you know, really learn how to talk to God.
That's part of my language.
I think that'll solve a lot of problems.
That's a goddamn shame, man.
Well,
it's all about being honest, baby. Be honest with yourself and your situation. God knows your situation. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying you, Tony. I'm just saying general people out there, you know, you too scared to pray. God knows your situation. He already know you need to pray for him. He already know you need to pray for him. Just it's all about you being humble enough to say, I need this. He knows what you need. He already knows what's up. Go ahead, Diva. I'm gonna fall back.
I just feel the
Calm down.
I just feel the need right now to just pray over those who are sick and afflicted, used and abused, those who are confused, those who have trust in men and have been let down over and over and over and over again. You know, those who have received and who have hardened their hearts from what they have experienced through this world. Father God, we just pray over them right now and ask that you bless them right now. Father God, that you move in a powerful way. Pull them out of that, Lord. Father God, let them recognize that you didn't let them die in their own sin, Lord. Father God, we know that you are available, that you are a blessing over all of our lives. And when the storm comes, Lord, we know that you will carry us in the midst of it. You will carry us in the midst of it. And many situations have arisen, Lord, that you wouldn't even let the enemy get close to even attack us. We should count our blessings on today. We should humble ourselves. Take blessings in your spirit, man. Take blessings in your spirit, woman. For this body would not exist without the spirit. The body is nothing without the spirit. We lift up our hands to you, Lord. We lift up our eyes to you, Lord. For we know from you cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. We don't need to find out or look around this world to find out who we are and who loves us. We have a mighty God, a righteous God, an on-time God, a loving God, a forgiving God, a way maker. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nisi, Prince of Peace, he is here. We pray that everyone takes refuge in the Lord right now. He is here. He believes in us. I pray over all, everybody, Jay Biggs, Tony Lyrics, Zaniya, Tay Black, Slate Stone, Future, J Real the Realist, Lady G, everybody that I have come in contact with in the past, today, and to the future, I pray in advance and I thank you in advance for changing their situations around and blessing them, blessing their homes, blessing their businesses, blessing their careers, blessing their minds, blessing their hearts. Thank you, Lord, in advance, because I already know you did it. This praise is here right now. We thank you for allowing us to move and just use our voices and our platform right now to give you the honor and the glory, because none of this we didn't do on our own. We didn't get this success on our own. We didn't get this following on our own. We didn't get these people to none of this. It had nothing to do with us, Lord. We just trusted you enough to show up and let you work. Hey, my God, you are wonderful. And I love you. And we love you. In Jesus' name, I declare it. Amen.
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 Ooh, we want to let that marinate for a second, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into little music track real quick. Let that circulate for the people. We're going to play this for Sean Mitchell. It's called Nobody Greater, because nobody's greater than the Lord. You feel me? Let's go.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and my your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LG's Time. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
no doors in my mansion.
Walk right in, shorty, please take a seat. Let me pour the table closer, here rest your feet. Welcome to our home, you want something to drink? Water show, we got it filter, never from the sink. Let me grab you a glass, I'll show I hold the ice. No need to blind you with ice, but lyrics this nice. We built this from the ground up, no doors, only archways. The sound can radiate throughout the rooms in the hallway. You're free to walk around, chill in any room you like. Plus your turns on the mic, you gon' wanna stay tonight. Got fresh linen in the closet, washcloths and some tiles. And on your tour with fresh lyrics, we were by the bar down. Got a chef on staff, so if you hurry for some eat, serving up the hottest lyrics over the freshest of beats. And no matter night or day, you can always come and stay, cause we're always home. All you gotta do is press play.
No doors in my mansion, only archways. No doors in my mansion, only archways. No doors in my mansion, only archway, only archway, only archway.
Tilden Dexter.
Yeah. I'm here for the fix, cause hip hop's broken. Spoken for the devil, these artists are looking. I hear the signs in their rhymes partly. Sold souls for success instead of the hard way. Straight to hell's archway, astounding heartly. Rose up the ranks of the ungodly. Underground holding down the fort. I swore no American music awards. Do it for the Lord and the Lord's people. Flow sharper than steeples. So we soar like eagles. We're in it for the sequel. Before the archways be closed, can hardly keep hold. Up and down the well balanced on the seesaw. True hip hop in the day, that's what we saw. Rocking the beast roar, breakers on the floor. True talents unheard but still inspired to be more. Charging the game to light it up like it's C4. Redefining what's hardcore, finally it's time for. Minds to shine for, sons blind like Levelord. Build a shrine for the artists that came before and pave the way for what's in store galore. Spitting lyrical vitamins, hit no blunt, sip no Heineken. It's all good, we'll just try again. In your lyrics, you stars but I got me sleeping off your coffee, lounging in your archway. But no way, we can't stay. The world needs a new way, a new change, a new path to illuminate. Consciousness over airways, building awareness our way. Ascending stairways through your archway.
No doors in my mansion, only archways. 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 Only archways.
Okay. My convo is like a $1 million condo. Hef house with bunnies all around. My mistake for upper left house. Will most never make it past the foyer. Unlike Pastor Troy, you're not ready. Raps is past the point of boiler. The science I dropped, nuclear fission. Adjust the vision and dress accordingly for a never ending kitchen. I was born in the fire, now I'm searching for the frying pan. Cause even Tony Stark was an alcoholic Iron Man. Translation, even heroes gotta try to fly. Storm somewhere over treetops when I rock a vibe. Babies when the wind blows. And when it all falls down like yay say, I rebuild the walls in my temple. Transparent like windows. Master architect, parabola parameters. Calculated artist, fresh worth every last quarter in the arcade. So make a mental note of this phrase for when we part ways.
No doors on my mansion. No doors on my mansion. No doors on my mansion. One more again. No doors on my mansion. No doors on my mansion.
Yo, man, that was crazy, man. Diva, man. Whew, shout out to Diva, man. My eyes been watery like all week, right, because of these daggone allergies. But then, like, that's the first time I naturally cried in, like, so long. Yeah, but, yeah, we live on Steffi Game of Saturdays, you know. It's our special prayer show, you know. We praying for people. We teaching people how to pray. Man, just all you gotta do is dial them 10 digits, babe. 347-850-1521. Press that one button, you know, to interact with us and get real interactive. And you know, this is what we doing, man. We you know, putting God first tonight. You know, like I said, I had a couple of topics. You know, God was like, Jay, not this week. This is my show this week. Give me that. So, yeah, this is God Ran. This show is God Ran, you know, special one-hour show. So, you know, we about to get down to the wire the last 15. You know, real quick, man, I just want to pray, you know, first I want to thank God, man, for giving me the opportunity to bring y'all my voice and bring y'all my ideas and bring y'all my, just my energy, my everything, you know, for these past few months with the show. I joined the show, I took over with Diva Ebony B. I took the show over on Saturdays back in September last year. So, you know, it's been a roller coaster ride, you know, been some I ain't gonna say downs, but, you know, it's been crazy just, you know, getting used to radio and getting used to broadcasting and just learning how to do everything and see, you know, what to do and everything. I remember the first show, like, I was so nervous, man. I think I must have did everything wrong in that show because I was mad nervous, you know. But here I am, you know, it's April. You know, it's been a good, 7 months, you know, I've been on this thing, man, you know. So I must be doing something right if I keep getting called to come back on here. You already know. But, you know, I just want to thank God for giving me this platform here to be able to broadcast, even with Blog Talk technical difficulties and just, you know, everything, you know. I'm very thankful for that, you know, and I'm thankful that, you know, God, you know, keeps continuing to bless me with ideas, bless me with inspiration. You know, I also want to thank God and you know, I want to praise him for, you know, giving me two wonderful children, you know, and I want to praise God and say thank you, God, for the fathers and the parents out there that are actually in their children's lives and whatnot, you know, taking care of their children, being an active parent, you know, as Diva said early on in the show, you know, it's a real hard thing to do sometimes, to be an active parent. You know, sometimes you try and then you just fall out for a little bit, you disappear and life gets a hold of you, and you know, you really, I mean, there's any number of things happens to you, but you know, I thank God for those men who actually in their heart deep down, because God knows your heart, he knows deep down in your heart that you care for your children, you know what I'm saying, and you know, it hurts you, you know, it hurts you, and you love them till it hurts, you know, and I thank God for those people, you know, men and women. I thank God, you know, and I praise God for Diva, you know, for being inspired to do the radio thing, you know, and give us a platform to be able to do what we do, you know, and in turn giving a platform to talented people such as Tony Lyric, such as Mag Beats, you know, the producer, and such as myself, you know, my man I Hate Diesel, you know, a.k.a. Diesel, Daniel Williams, you know, my partner, my right-hand man, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's too many people, dope-ass. I mean, just everybody, you know, it's a platform for everybody to really put themselves out there and help each other step their, J-Real, you know, just everybody to step their game up, man. Just, I thank Diva for this platform. You know, I want to praise God. I want to say thank you, God, for, you know, blessing me with the children that I have, and I want to say thank you for, you know, giving me the space and the freedom, allowing me to do the show, and I thank you for, you know, even though, you know, that, you know, for those of y'all who don't know, I don't put my business out there too much, but, you know, my wife is actually in labor right now, you know, as I'm on this radio show, so my baby's coming. He gonna be in like a matter of days, today, tomorrow, something like that. So I thank God for the opportunity to even be able to take the time to do this show, even in the midst of having a baby on the way, you know. And I want to say, you know, I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. I thank you for all you have done for me, man. And you know, even through the good and the bad times, you know, we still follow you. You know, we still are your children, and you never lose sight of that, you know, and I want to thank you for that. I want to pray and continue to pray for Diva's son, you know, and I thank God that, you know, she was able to be, you know, be a part of the show today. And in the midst of the situation, I thank God and I praise God that that wasn't a more severe situation than it could have been, you know. And I pray that, you know, he heals and, you know, heals up nicely, heals up in a timely fashion, you know, and that God just, you know, keep giving him a little bit of, what do you want to call it, balance, stability, give him a little bit of your balance and your stability, God, you know, because that's a good dude, that's a good little dude, man. You know, I had a conversation earlier with my boys from Sunset Terrace, you know, and I never truly realized, like, the impact that I have on people, both good and bad, you know what I mean? So, you know, I say that to say this, man, just, you don't know what you do that's good at all, but you don't know how you impact people, man. So you just gotta, sometimes you gotta step back and you gotta see, like, what it is that you're doing. Because, you know, you might actually be doing something bad to somebody. You might actually be stepping on somebody's toes and not even know it. So, you know, and you might mean all the well. You might mean very well. But you still stepping on that person's toes. Sometimes you got to step back and see what the situation is, you know, so you can avoid making it worse, you know. And, you know, in that particular situation, you know, I stepped on some toes. You know, I'm not perfect, people, by a long shot. Like, I'm not perfect. I put my pants leg on one leg at a time, just like everybody else do. Just because I'm on this radio thing don't mean that I'm any better than anybody else. I'm still a man with a life, so I'm not perfect, you know. But I'm thankful that I could hash things out, chop it up with my peoples, you know. Business is business, you know. We ain't got to go to Jay-Z, Dame Dash route every time there's a problem with the business. So, you know, I'm thankful for all of these things. You know, I also want to thank God for this godly man in my living room. You know, my girl's father, you know, who is a man of God. He's a minister, you know, of his own church. That he, I'm thankful that he could make it down here at this time, you know. It's unfortunate he's stuck down here now because of the birth of my new seed, James Brown Hopper. But you know, I wanna thank him for being here. Well, coincidentally, the seed is like named James, just like his name is James as well. So God, like I said, God works in mysterious ways, you know. But I wanna thank him for coming all this way from New York, from Queens, New York. And shout out to Queens, you know, because Queens is like my second home. I love it up there. I might buy a house up there next. Man, who else, man? So many people. Like Tony said, man, just pray for everybody, you know, because, I mean, man, there's so many people to pray for, so many things to pray about. You know, pray for the children and families of Sandy Hook. Pray for the people of North Korea, that we don't have to go to war with them. Pray for unemployed people, you know. Pray for the people who are going to be severely affected by the gasoline tax, you know. Pray for them. Pray for our, man, there's so many people to pray for, man. Pray for everybody within your grasp. Pray for everyone within your realm of knowledge, you know what I mean? Pray for strangers. Pray for the people who don't have. Pray for the people who do have, that they may do wise and wonderful things with what they have, you know. Pray for that. Shout out to Denier, you know, we got us a couple. We got two sponsors, man. We doing the daggone thing, man. We got two sponsors. Shout out to Linden, you know, and y'all go out there and check out dmvstaffing.com. If you're in need of a job, go check out dmvstaffing.com. You know, you can get paid to tweet. Get paid to tweet. Get paid to Facebook. I mean, seriously. Who pays you to tweet? Unless it's like Twitter themselves. Who pays you to tweet? No daggone body. That's who. So, you know, shout out to Linden. And, you know, for those who need a job, you know, go check them out. You know, man, shout out to all the guests that we've ever had on this show, man. Wow, man. This is, I mean, I'm not even going to try because there's too many people we've had on this show, man. So just shout out to them, man. Shout out to you know, just shout out to Phenom Radio for, you know, giving us the power, you know what I mean? And you know, we're going to keep on keeping on doing what we do. We're going to keep on changing lives and blessing people. And, you know, like I said before, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, you might want to go do that. No, you definitely want to go do that. Go join a good Bible-based church in your area, wherever you at. If you're in the DMV area, which is D.C., Maryland, Virginia, I encourage you to go join First Baptist Church of Glenada, or at least check it out. You know, go see what Pastor Jenkins is talking about, man. That's a good dude right there. So, you know, go check that out. You know, we're going to wrap the show up. It was a little quick show. Just we could pray about, you know, anybody who needed prayer. So with that being said, man, please join us again, man. Join us next week, definitely. We're going to get into talking about people with special needs children, those who, you know, parents with special needs children, the difficulties that they have going to school, just, you know, handicap equipment they have to buy. So, you know, join us for that. And we're also going to start a new segment next week where we're going to talk about, you know, career betterment and college career development and college betterment. So join us and see what we do with that. I'm who I am, Space Age J. Shout out to my girl Diva Ebony B. And we're going to go ahead and rock this thing out real quick. You know, make sure y'all tune in next week. Follow us on Twitter @Space Age J. And that Diva Ebony B. All right, shout out, we gone.